This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Stage to the streets in a tough strike. You gotta love it. The Nanny is now starring in Fist. What? You have trouble seeing Fran Drescher in the Jimmy Hoffa role? It's easier to see than to remember that it was Ronald Reagan in that role the last time actors hit the bricks. After SAG and its 140,000 members are now on strike, join the tens of thousands of writers with the Guild that have been out for weeks. Some of these union members are used to the public eye on the A-list, so they're not a bunch of guys in brown short pants jumping off a box truck, but folks who can walk the picket line with professionally done makeup and hair and the latest fashions. Unfortunately, the stars are the exception in this industry, not the rule. Hollywood is a dream machine, and they have sold that vision on all of our screens, but it obscures the real work and lives of most of the people who make product. This is a different kind of union from what many members of the public would see as a different kind of worker. New Orleans had years where we were subsidizing the film industry, so we could often see what it was like up close and personal. Maybe too close when we moved out of our house for a couple of days some years ago, before the pandemic, for a film made for showing on TV in the Kerala region of India. A lot of people are put to work for a very short period of time. Luckily, most are in unions, and the film industry is one of the most unionized in the private sector. But it's boom and bust and constant hustle in all of these jobs, including the actors, since a vast number are way down the line from Hanks, Cruz, Streep, and the top dogs. This strike is what solidarity looks like, but in a global industry, sometimes the solidarity is more talk than action. Movies and television are no longer as LA-centric as they once were, and that's part of what's driving the desperation that lies behind the overwhelming support of the members for this kind of job action. Netflix is reportedly building a $2.5 billion set of studios in South Korea. They are all still working. HBO's House of Dragons is filming in the UK, where members are part of the Actors' Equity Union there, which means they are all working still. Equity has put out a press release supporting the U.S.-based actors, but that doesn't win a strike, especially one where the issues are also universal. Can they win? That's a tough one. Maybe. Many have already stopped going to movie theaters, so a boycott there won't win it. The issues that focus on internet streaming and artificial intelligence and their impact on jobs are critical for the workers, but that doesn't mean that people aren't going to be watching Amazon, Netflix, HBO, and the rest at home, even while we support the strikers. The industry reports claim that they're throwing money at the strike. I read one offer was a 76% bump, which sounds pretty good to most workers trying to sort this out. As viewers, we never understood how many workers were in a writer's room or thought we had a say in the number of episodes, much less something like residuals, which have been clobbered by the internet. Musicians and singers have made the same case about having to tour constantly to make their money because they make pennies on replays from streaming. Frankly, when it comes to issues around artificial intelligence, who knows where that stuff is going to end up? Look, these folks aren't Luddites, but a lot of the issues in these strikes are in the face of technology and huge changes in the industry business models, forcing the unions into a fight that may be directed there, but indirectly is fighting the taste and practices of the public, which has deserted the old mediums for the new. There's no question, we all need to support these strikers, but let's be honest, they are on the street in a tough struggle that's going to be hard to win. This is Wade Rathke. For questions and comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.